Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of Brave by Design. I am your host, Laura Khalil, and today I want to talk to you about the reasons you may not be getting paid what you're worth, and would like to just plant some seeds with you. So if you have this fear that like maybe I'm not being paid what I'm worth, I want you to go through the three things I'm going to talk about today that are going to help you assess that. Now, this episode today is inspired by a post I saw someone else make on LinkedIn about, you know, how you should evaluate whether you're going to work for a startup company. And it inspired me to think about how to evaluate whoever you're going to work for or with and how to do that as a woman. So many of you may know that I started my career off in Silicon Valley. I was working for, oh gosh, probably 6 years with startups. And if anyone who is listening to this works in marketing for a startup, they most likely work for a man who is an engineer who really values engineers. And as was the case for me, I worked for founders who were told by their venture capitalists that they needed to hire someone in marketing. They needed to do marketing. But like a lot of these guys, they didn't understand the value of that. They thought, well, anyone can do marketing. So what does that mean? If you're working for someone who does not value your role, they're not going to pay you handsomely for it, right? And so part of my struggle within the full-time world, certainly in the startup world, was working for people who did not understand the value of what I brought. So why are they going to pay for it, right? A lot of these guys are under the illusion and living in the myth of meritocracy. And if they think, well, anyone can do this and the merit of the product or service will speak for itself, they will not value marketing. So I don't know who needs to hear that today, but I am sure at least one of our listeners needs to hear that today. All right, so without further ado, let me get into the three reasons why women are not paid their worth. Okay, and these are reasons that are by and large inside of our control. There's a lot of stuff we can't control. We can't control the patriarchy. We can't control other people. But I want to give you things, and if you've coached with me before, you know this is a large part of my methodology is, given the circumstances, what can we control to empower our lives? How can we become masters of our destiny instead of victims of our history? So when we talk about valuing ourselves as women, we play a role in co-creating a reality where we are paid handsomely, equitably for what we do. So the first reason that women do not get paid equitably is because they do not take the time to know what their worth is. There's a lot of ways to determine worth. You can go look at what is in the marketplace for the type of role that you're in your region. You can pull the averages. You can look at that and you can compare it to your experience that you've had and the programs that you've run and how you've helped companies. You can also begin to ask people. And I find that to be something that's very challenging for women and guys too, you know, to be honest with you. A lot of people do not like to talk about money. They don't like to talk about what they're making. But here's the problem. When we don't talk to one another, we don't actually expose the disparities. It's a guessing game. And we always want to think, oh, well, you know, they're probably like me. Well, maybe they're not, right? I'll tell you a story. One of my last jobs in the full-time world, I was at this startup. I was the quote-unquote head of marketing. I was making around $85,000 a year. I thought I was doing really well. Until I spoke to a colleague of mine. And she said, Laura, what are you getting paid? And, you know, we had been going back and forth because I had been considering leaving. And I told her, and she literally almost fell out of her chair. She said, You are being wildly underpaid for what you do. You should not accept anything under $150. And my eyes were open. I was like, oh my gosh, what? Holy cow. I never knew because I never asked. Because I talked to people whose worldviews and circles were as small as mine. So I never got to see how big, how good it could get. So number one, you don't know your worth. That's really important to figure out. Number two, you're not getting paid equitably and fairly and commensurate with your experience because you work for someone who doesn't understand what you do and doesn't value it. So I talked about that at the start of this episode. If you are working for someone who does not value your role or function and thinks they don't understand it, most likely, they're not going to pay you what you are worth. So a large part of my problem in the startup world was I was working for very, very, very small companies where the developer founder, as I said, thought anyone could do marketing. So why would you pay well for it? And that is why I stayed small. So if you're working in a company that does not value your function or what you do, there are a number of ways to get around that. The first thing I'd recommend you do is head on over to bravebydesign.net because I've actually just launched a free training about the 5 habits that can help women rise, get their next promotion, and make more money. It's totally free. It's on the homepage. So if you want more information specifically on this point, I'll cover probably all of them to some degree, but if you want more information, you can go and start that right now at bravebydesign.net. So if you are working for someone who doesn't know your worth and you don't know how to talk about your worth, you are up shit creek without a paddle, my friend. That is not going to go anywhere. Sometimes people will say, you know, you should leave the job. You should look for another job. And that is very often what happens. But there are other tools and skill sets that you can learn in that free training I provide that will help make people aware of what you do. All right. The third thing I want to mention, this is the last reason that women are not paid their worth. And that is because people who you work for don't value your opinion or listen to you. So if you are operating in the shadows and you don't talk to much to your managers or the people above you to get visibility into your work, they are not going to pay you what you're worth. I guarantee you will be chronically underpaid. So again, I sound like a broken record, but that free training, we go over that. So let me review the 3 reasons that I believe women don't get paid what they're worth. You don't know your worth. You work for someone who doesn't understand what you do and doesn't value it. And the third one, they don't listen to you and respect your ideas. So you don't have, you don't have visibility. Very important. So if you want to learn how to get more visibility, if you want to learn how to rise, there are ways to do that. We go over that in the training. But I found that when I figured these things out, my world changed. In 2013, when I started my first consulting business as a marketing consultant, doing the same job that I had been doing in the full-time world, but in a consulting role, I immediately doubled my salary. Now, I'm not saying you need to quit your job and become a consultant. If that's what you want to do, great. But a lot of people sort of sell this Shangri-La fantasy world where consulting is easier and it's going to solve all your problems. It's not really true. You just get a different set of problems. So I want to just put that out there before I incite revolt at your company. You don't necessarily have to quit and start your own business. I think that is just a really popular way of thinking these days. So you can make great changes working within a company, you can actually make great strides in boosting your salary as well, in boosting your title as well, but you have to know how to rise and you have to know exactly what you're in control of in that experience. All right, friends, that's all I have for you on today's Monday Mindset episode of Brave by Design. I want to thank you so much for being here with me today. I'm really excited to talk to you about what's coming up in Thursday's episode. So I want to kind of like give you a little sneak preview if you are curious to learn, what we're going to talk about. And I know many of you, like me, are high achievers. All the people who I come into contact with who listen to this show regularly are very high achievers. They are very, very, very much in their integrity. That's what I'm looking for in their work. They have a lot of integrity. They have a strong work ethic. But in Thursday's episode, you're going to learn about the high achievement trap. We're going to talk to Laura Honeycutt about this. And we're going to learn what is the high achievement trap. If you are experiencing it, as I did, I had a lot of ahas in that episode with Laura, and how to overcome it. So I hope that you are subscribed. If you have not already given the show 5 stars, please go do that on iTunes. It really helps us boost listenership of the show. And I'm so happy to be here with you. I hope you all have a beautiful week ahead. And remember to stay brave.